Okay, so we left off, we flew through the Magen Avraham. We flew through the Magen Avraham at the end. So I just want to talk about, he brings on his Talmud that the guy with the shayla, whether there's a din of shaykh and his pras, so he says, the guy he brings the Magen Avraham himself brings a raya from Rashi to the din of Keich and his pras, because the din of Maisa Achila. The Rashi says, because you need Achila, Mishum Nixila Achila, Achila Bekazayas. And he says, the guy Bishtiya, I am some in top place with Bey Shira Tzirev. So over there in Hebrew Yom Kippurim, the Mechaber brings two Shitas. The Rama Shita is that the Tzirev of Shtiyas Revias and Yom Kippur. Shias Mother Lugma by Yom Kippur, which today Shias Revius. And then he says, a second sheet, Yesharman, that the Shir is Kedei Achilas Pras. So the way the Mechaber puts it down over there, the Mechaber's Masha Dikur sheet is like the Rambam, that the Shir is Kedei Shias Revius. And the Yesharman, which is the Raivan is Masik on the Rambam, the Shir is Kedei Achilas Pras, like by Achilas. The Gro over there is Achria, he holds the Dikur sheet is Taka like. The Ravid, Nikashita is like the Ravid, not like the Mechaber. Mishmaroni brings it down. It's interesting the way he presents it. He points out that the Mechaber holds Nikashita seems to be the Nikashita is the Shita of the Rambam. Mishmaroni brings it. There's two Shitas. So Gra Hiskim Shama Biura the Alocha Kadei Zuhashniya. So the Poskim assume that the Mishmaroni is the doctor bringing the Gra. The point that he holds the Ikar Shita is like the Gra, the Ikar Zman is Kedei Achilas Pras, not Kedei Shtiyas Revias. How long is Kedei Shtiyas Revias? So that itself is an interesting question. Do you, so there's a Lech HaMishnah says that you might don each liquid, the Fidarka, that's the Shtiyas Revias of that liquid. Which leaves open a question, but the Talmud comes along and says the guy with the Zman of Tziruf, he says Bechlal the Sushtel from Yom Kippur to here is not correct. He says the guy with Kedei Achilas Pras, and who then the guy with the din of the Shtibashtia also, and the Magen Avraham says well in here Kamosh Kstafin Kol Kol Yisurim Shabatara Shabim Yom Kippurim Bezet. We find the Yisurim are the same as Yom Kippur, Lagabi Achila, so we see it's Lavdaf Yom Kippur. So then we should arguably say, so who did it true by Berachas and had it? So that argument is not so poshut when it comes to Shtiyah. Because by Yom Kippur, Taka, the shear of Shtiyah is Moli Lugmav, which is not a shear of Shtiyah, the Gabi Isurim. The truth is Yom Kippur, the shear of Gila is Kisabas Agasa, which is not the shear of Gila by other Isurim either. So that was so what the Magen Avraham is, we have a favorite shear of Gemara that is the Din of Kei Achilas Pras. So we know the Din of Kei Achilas Pras in Yom Kippur, the Gabi Yechila. We know the Din of Kei Achilas Pras by other Isurim. So Mestam is true by Berachas and Ahana. So does that mean we have to then say there's a din of Kedei, a shear of Kedei Shtiyas Revias, which there's no Gemara which discusses Kedei Shtiyas Revias anywhere. That shear is already in the Rishonim. The Gemara, I have Gemara's Kedei Achilas Pras by other din besides Yom Kippur. So I see the Torah is equating the Gabi Achila, Yom Kippur, and Shari Surah. Lav Dafka, the Gemara is equating Yom Kippur and Shari Surim Lagabi the din of Shtiyah, how you mitzar Shtiyah. So some argue that even according to the argument of the Magen Avraham, we'll accept the Magen Avraham that the din of Zman Lagabi Achila, it's not right. There's going to be a din of Zman Lagabi Shtiyah. So when the Mishabura talked about the child, how to calculate T. So if you drink the tea kenechilas pras, you have the groth to stand up. If you don't do kenechilas pras, you have the lacha mishnah, which he says that the shear is each liquid as it is. And then you have baklal, the oilas tum, which argues that baklal, the zmanim don't apply because it's a lacha in sviya. So but the zmanim don't apply, we don't have a limitation of zmanim. So there's multiple arguments to do like that. So the Mishabura brings what?
What's the penalty in Achila Jizya?
The Magen Rambam says I have multiple Gemaras by other Yisrael in the Torah that there's a din of Keachilas Pras. That's true. There's no Gemara. So you see, by Shari Surah, besides Yom Kippur, they're the same. So that what you're saying is the unique din of Yom Kippur. So I have a Gemara, which to say not like that. That those Gemaras always talk about Achila.
Maybe she sees no.
Maybe she's not like that. That's not so, you know, it's not so partial. The Bechlal, it's unique. You know, what the Shurim of Shtiya, the Gavi Yisurim, it's also, there's a Gemara, there's a Gemara in, the Gemara in Nazar, the Gemara says that there's 10 places in Halacha where we go bust and use Revius. The Gemara Taka adds more cases. But there are definitely cases where the shear is not a reuse by Shtiyah. It's not clear exactly what the Chayim trying to mutcher, like when you say the shear is a reuse, when you say the shear is kesayis. The shear by Shtiyah are interesting. And then I know the Gabi Achila, shear is Achila, is a kesayis, vast majority of cases. Roy of Shiri Atara is a kesayis, the Gemara says. And then there's the Nikachilas Pras, which the Gemara says that's also Gemara. There's the Nikachilas Pras. The Gemara says that Ereskitu Sarev. The Gemara says that each one of the things, each one of the words in the pasuk is Meram, it's one of the halachas. The Gemara says Kita is telling the halacha that we Mershayer the Nikachilas Pras by the Beis Hamaluga with. Pas kitul and pas sarv, because the calculation of kenechilas pras is based on the time it takes to eat pas kitul, which is eaten more quickly than pas sarv. So the more introduces that there's a din, the shem achila, the gabi bais hameluga is telling kenechilas pras. So that same word we tells you roiv shur achila our kizayis tells me that you calculate it in a time frame of kenechilas pras. Even on that Gemara, there's a tshuva. One second. There's a tshuva. You just saw this. No, I just saw quoted this morning. I can't remember where it was from. I did not look it up. The Mishkoskinu, when he counts like that, he says could be each food, it should be different. Even the Gavikei Echidus Pras. The Mor says it's totally in Paskitim. The Mor says it's really to buy some Anuga. He brings him one of the Shuba Sefer. Why is the Mor Chapa buy some Anuga? Because buy some Anuga is a strange din. Buy some Anuga is that the person, what's the din of buy some Anuga? Okay. So the Mor says that the Kachir Echidus Pras, the shear of is kenechilas pras, but God divides him and luga. So luckily the person goes and divides him and luga. So if he walks in, he's tummy. If he stays there a certain time, he becomes tummy with too much begotten. So what's the shear? It says, the pasuk says, parsha b'tzara, it says, v'ha'achel b'bayis is, the luck is that he's tummy with his begotten. But Yosha Bibayas is also talking about this begotten. The Mor says, you don't need Dafka Achila, because it's Yosha. It means Yeshiva Kedei Achila. She doesn't have to eat to become Tameh. He has to be Yosha the time it takes to do Achila. And that's what the Gemara, the Shir is Paskita, the Pasara, Mace of the Lift, and etc. Because he's not eating. Right? What is the word to say? The Pasuk is telling me the din of the Shir of this process told in Paskita. If that's a universal standard everywhere, so what more is the chaf in the case of Baisa Manuga? The Mor should tell me that every time a person eats anyone in Yisurim, in Yisurim HaTorah, the shear of Betzirif is Kedei Achilas Pras. The more chafta by some menugas, I remember who says this. He says, because that's the only case we're discussing, the zman of a chila, not without eating. Because the point is that he's not eating in the bayis. But he said he stays in the bayis. The time it takes to eat, he comes to me with the musbegadah. But in case a person is eating, you would calculate the shear based on what you're eating. That's what he argues. I don't remember who this is. I can't pull out the name of the sefer. And I saw it quoted this morning. I didn't look it up.
So it wouldn't have to be paskitin?
When we told him paskitin, we told him whatever you're eating. Then that's the time it takes to eat this item. So if that's true, then you shall to shtia such a thing also. So even my heel is not bashed. But the Mangaro says, if I take this process, it's called Tarakula. That's okay, fine. So we're not, so it's Lab Dafi Yom Kippur. But we don't find Kadei a shear of Kadei of Shtiya. The more doesn't give a shear of Shtiya. Arguably, yes. We're not knowing like that. We're not Kadei Achilas process, but the same. But even in Kadei Achilas process, it's debatable. If you calculate each thing with the fee shmashahu, but by shtiyah, which we don't have a gemara, it's much more of an argument. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to touch on. Another one to touch on, which the Mohram does not touch on, which Shabur deals with, is the din of avirim. So Mishabura quotes. Okay. He says you have pasts of Ganim, which means you have spongy pasts. So that's a mission uksin. The Mishnah says that if you have pasul shisul gadim and you're calculating how much it is, chain of avirim shabbat nergoshim, they're not visible avirim. Hachu kazayis menu shemashu enem avarich. Fi emes loy ochel kazayis. There isn't a kazayis of food in there. There's air spaces in there. Spongy bread has little holes in it. So the big holes, everybody agrees, you don't count. What about the little holes? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't count them, because Maisa, the Fiemis, you didn't need a kazayis. So in Hilchos Tumas Eichlim, so the Mishnah says in Uksin, Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches, Pas Svoigonis, Mr. Eris Kamoshihi. You calculate it as is. So the Rav says a Suya Raka Kamoshwai. It's not punched down, it has fluff to it. In Yeshva Khalal, Mamayach is Khalal. If it has mamash like a hole in it, like a halal, so that part you have to press down. You can't, that's not Mishtar Kamoshihu. But the sponginess of the pass, that's calculated to Moshehu. You got the Tumas Eichel. Basar Egel Shenisbach, the Basar Skena Shenismayet, Mishar Mekemoshehen. If you have older meters, tends to be, it contracts more, but it was Nisbach. When you cooked it puffed up because it's more concentrated. So when you cook it puffs up. Or Basar's Kena Shenismayet. I'm sorry, the other round. The younger one puffs up more, and the older one tends to shrink. Mishar and Bekamoy Shehen. You calculate them as is. Now the Moraz Machlok is what as is means. As is means as they came. When before you cook them, right? So that's the real size, and we ignore the change of the cooking, or means to Hashem, the way are, they are right now. Okay? So the more comes out, the more menachah, the more comes out that you calculate it's Kama Shehin right now. So the Chara is more that you do calculate the sponginess, etc. So that the Shuvah Zer Emes, he brings rise, and this is the Dindra Abonin. This is Rabbi Tumus Akum, the Dindra Abonin. So Dindra Abonin, they said you calculate it based on the present size, not on. But me Yikir Adin, it's not really, it's not really there, it's not really, it's not food. So she says, so the problem is the Mishabruva here says, like the Zeremis, so you're not going to say a Baruch HaKorna on that, that's not a Shir. He says, the Maisa, Fi Emes Lo Yochel Kizayis. The problem I mentioned to you is that the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, by eating the matzah and sitting tafei vav, says you calculate the matzah, you don't calculate the avirim. But the fact that the matzah is a little bit spongy and has a little bit air gaps in it, that's not a problem. You calculate that the gabin kazayis. So I said maybe that's a difference. So I looked at it again, and that's a mistake. Because the Shartzina over there says, and so too are Gabi Baruch HaKorana. He says, Baruch HaKorana also, that you calculate it based with including the airspaces. So that's what Chaim Kanevsky says. It's a steer in steer Mishabur. And then he points out the steer in Chazanish also. Because the Chazanish in Hilchos Luktzin, in the Chazanish in Luktzin, so in Semin Gimel, he talks about it in Isaiah and in Isaiah. In Isaiah, he says that you calculate Kamashahu, the big Avirim, which are not, that's, you don't count, but the small ones, but that's like the way it normally goes, that's the normal size, that's counted. That's in Isaiah. And in Isaiah, he says, that's Dindra Bonon. So, Lachara, he says in Isaiah that you can do that even for Matzah. Matzah Daraisa. So, Lachara, how can you be, this Dindra Bonon work for the Raisas? So he has the same problem in the Chazanish. Understand it. So this lends itself to the following question. So the Kal V'Chaim over here says, because of this, that when you calculate a kazayas, you always calculate a kazayas based on weight, not based on volume. Well, that's clear that the sheer kazayas is a volume, the sheer volume. Right? So he says, what the Emes is telling me, that's not really true. Because volume, always there's always a certain amount of puffiness which comes with the volume. And puffiness doesn't count. So the shear has to be calculated by mishkol, not by volume. So Ravadya assumes like that lemaisa, that a person should calculate it based on weight.
What's our starting point?
So now the question is, what's the starting point with the weight? So the Gabi Shir Kala. So that's it. There's Machlokes in the Rosh and the Rashba, but in the Hilchos Kala, whether when you say the Shir is Mem Gimel Mem Chemesh Beya, what does that mean? Mem Gimel Mem Chemesh Beya, that's the amount of flour that you're talking about? Or is that talking about after you make the dough, the amount of dough, or after you bake it, the amount of the chiyuv chal is chal when you make it into a dough. So I have the equivalent of mem gimel beva chemesh beva. We understand that calculation that the dough is a combination of the water and the flour together, plus the fact that it rises gives you a larger volume than the original amount of flour. So I measure it. The Torah tells me how to measure it. I measure it with the eggs, etc. Good. So now I figured out that this container is the right size container. Now I stick something into it. I say, okay, now I have a shir kal. What do I stick in? So Rashi says it's based on flour. So you have to fill up that container with flour. If that's the amount of flour, then you use your chayv and kal. If you don't have that amount of flour, even though when you add the water, the dough will cause it to become bigger, that it's not chayav and kala. The Rosh says not like that. The Rosh says that you calculate it in the dough. Does that's what the chayav kala is? So that's what the shear would be. The Torah Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rashba that the shear is based on kemer. So now the shayla is that a general rule or is that, you know, that's a special halacha? Because the Rashba is not from pasuk. That's not a general rule. All right, but the Gabi, the Gabi Bracha Herna could be, I calculated, the food. So I'm handling my Shiloh, the Gabi benching. I said, well, you know, in the kazais of flour to the Gabi benching. So we spoke about that before in Reish Kaz. Mr. Brewer raised the question that you don't include the other ingredients. But the flour, but the water and the flour, we do. That's what bread is. The chiyuv is the benches on bread, not on flour. So the shir kazayis is totally in the amount of bread you have. The bread is defined by flour and water combining and making bread. So that's the assumption of the poskim that you calculated based on that. But the maisa, so yeah, there's, but when you make it to bread, it also rises. That's the natural flow. What happens? That's the whole. It's these comments. So by matzah. So what the Mishnah Berurah could be by matzah. When the Mishnah says it's when it says it's raka, it's soft. You can make matzahs and they're hard and they're crunchy, or they're soft. But there's very little rising in your matzah. You don't want rising in your matzah. You don't want the holes in your matzah. That's exactly the point of the whole goal of matzah, that it shouldn't be rising. So Mishnah Berurah says that raka, etc. He doesn't really discuss avirim. He says you don't care if you have something, you have like the little bumps on the matzah. There's a little, you know, the like a very thin layer, you know, especially in the machine matzahs, like, you know, where they come. So, yeah, those really don't count. That's not really matzah. That's like just like, you know, but in the matzah itself, it's thick. It's dense. So Mishmur says that's I'll calculate the flour and the water, but not the air which is added to it. So I take that amount and I calculate that amount of if you would have it just a dense item of a kazayas of this item, that'll be the amount that you define as a kazayas. That'll be the weight that you're working with, and then. If it's taka nispach and you're taka hebaver, so you would have to then calculate. You have to calculate it based on weight. So I have to first figure out what is a dense item of that size, of that volume, how much it weighs. So I can't take my piece of bread and weigh it. And say, oh, it's the right way, you know, a piece of bread and weigh, and that's a kazayas, because the bread has air spaces in it, so it weighs too little. I have to start with a dense item. Calculate what that is, and then I apply how much bread you need to get that weight, which will be more, will be a larger size.
What item do you use? A lot of things
have different weights. You would use this item when it's dense. You would take the item. You take the item. You know, you take the item, and you. I told you ahead of time, like, you know, the Maisa, if he was kind, he had a cash on this mission verse. So he says, so if you mush it down. So, the Mishnah there's Masha that you go with the larger size. You're not supposed to eat more than a kebaya, Arab and Rosh Hashanah. He had a problem. The Shabbat says you don't count the other ingredients in the cake. He said the Bracha Chana. You're not supposed to eat more than a kebaya before Tekiah Shofar. So, you make Kiddush before Tekiah Shofar, you eat more than a kebaya. You eat just the kazayas, you don't Mishnah for Bracha Chana. Because the Mishnah Berurah said before, you're not supposed to count the other ingredients towards the Bracha Shorna. If you eat a larger piece of cake, so then you're eating more than a kebaya. So the eighth is to crush down the cake. So you smush down the cake, and there's no air spaces. You can get in the size of a kebaya, not more than the problem is a kebaya, more than a kebaya. the kebay, the size of a kebay, you can get a shir kazayas of flour. Say, so you mush it down. That's it. You mush it down. I mean, it doesn't look so Rosh Hashanah thing. You know, the cover, but that's not the Musar shmuz. But mitzad the halacha, that was his eitzah that he used to do. That was, you know. So. So if you look at Rabbi Grunfeld's sefer on Kazayas, you know, the Shurim, so he calculates out if you talk of the cheshbon up based on the cheshbon with weight, etc., the size of a Kazayas, he says it comes out that half a slice of bread is a kebaya, and a kazayas is half of that. And I told you that a full slice of bread is a kebaya, and half a slice is a kazayas. So what's takav shat? But the shat is because that's true, but there's a lot of air spaces. So if you cash in a full, a half a slice, which is a quarter slice, which would be a kazayas based on volume, but if you want to not use the air spaces, you need a larger amount. So that's where the Masara came, that you need a full slice to be considered a kebaya, and half a slice to be considered a kazayas. So, Mishnah Berurah's machmir that you should you should not count the birim. So I mean, how to answer this? Mishnah Berurah, so if you say that he's talking about, he only means this is matzah, which is dense. He's saying it's soft, it's not hard. He's not really discussing air spaces over there. And if you're saying air spaces don't count, and even if you say he means air spaces over there, so, I mean, usually the hakra and such a thing, you want to try and answer the steer, but if you can't answer the steer, you say that the bim karmai is makriya. Here he's discussing Hilfos Baruch Hu Tzachor. That's the primary the topic over here. So here bim karmai said the psak is, you don't count it. So the fact that Mishar Tzion and Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos, he said, don't count it. And Shaar Tzion and Hilchos Pesach said, you do count it. So you're not going to be you're going to be Me'akriya like the Mishnah Berurah in Bim Karmai. And Mishnah Berurah, can I get a Shaar Tzion and Shlom Bim Karmai? I don't recall.
He does the plastic.
Right. So, yeah, right, that would count your spaces. He says that, you know, that the large spaces you don't use and the small spaces you use. So the mile of using weight is you avoid that problem.
But then you don't count the small spaces either.
What?
You can't count the small spaces.
Well, as Mishnah Berurah says, you don't.
Right.
Right. The mile of using calculated by weight is you gain this Mishnah Berurah over here, which is what the Chavah Chaim says. Because of the Zohar Emes, you can't use volume. You always have to use weight. Right. Okay. So that's, I mean, that's again. So the Rabbi Hilchos Tuma, that's the Zarema says that the Mishnah Pas Sufganis. Pas Svoigonis, spongy, the Gabi Hippos Tumas Eichlin, Mirabonon, you count it as is. But so it could be the Gabi Bracha Chorna, you could argue that it's a Din Rabonon, so you would count it as is. The Gabi Mitzvah Deraisa, being Yitzhak Matzah, Lachar, you wouldn't say that. So you would have a different size Kazayas for your Mitzvah, meaning Pas, the first night of Sukkot. The size of it, besides the fact that, you know, one's the Rabbanon, one's the Raisa, and we handle Shiloh Shishbeya, Katzibeya, Miskatnobeya, Miskatnobeya, we have another consideration is, do you count the Abra or not? That was a kind of Kanepsi's Kasha on the Chazanish. He says you can use this for Matzah, and he says it's only the Rabbanon. So how does that work? How can you use it for Matzah if it's only the Rabbanon? Mitzvah Deraisa Matzah. Okay. Weiter in the Magen Avraham. So, see, it says, Asher Revius. It says, Tanala Kli Yayin, Sitin Lasech Abay HaMechso, Mashi Yertzi Mimeno, Hu Revius. V'davka B'yayin, Shigit Al Gabi Akli, Mim Yertzi Kolkach, Al Naim Yertzi Yoser, L'chein Yasa Kamash HaKotzi Shem Tepnan Vav, Sefer Alep, fine. So, in Tepnan Vav, he says that the Eitzah, to avoid this problem, is to fill a cup with water, fill a container with water, and empty it out into something else. Put in, over there he's discussing the Sheikh Al, it's put 43 and a fifth beya in there. Then pour the water back in. And the amount of water you have left in the other container is the equivalent of 43 and a fifth beya. You had the container full to start with. You removed all that water to a different container, a larger container, let's say. And now you filled up the first container with other items, 43 eggs. Now you pour the water back, so wherever there's eggs, there's no space for the water. So the remaining water is the same volume as the eggs. He says, so that's because when you dump the eggs into the kli, which is this thing over here, filled it all the way up, and then dump the eggs into the kli. So the fact that there's the movement itself causes maybe more water to splash out than and then you measure that water, but splashed out. That's the size of Bay Omexa. Well, the movement itself causes more water to fall out than the actual shear of the Bay Omexa. Yayin tends to have more cohesive, it has a stronger surface tension, so it happens less. Obviously, you're putting it in gently. Look, Hassan, to come out Molly Shteklipus and Mibeis Tarnagarlus. Now, remember, we discussed that the calculation of a beya is with a klipa without a klipa. So, Lagabi, the calculation of the size of a beya vis-a-vis a revius, that's discussing full length with the shell. So, the relationship of a beya. The Gabi, Revius, you're talking about full eggs. So if I open up the egg, so and I fill it up the liquid inside of it, that's not the full egg. That's without the klipa. So a bay of extra with the klipa is come out two eggs full without the klipa. Do come out molly shtei klipas we base it on a garlic. It's almost two full eggfuls of molly klipas of the base on a garlic. So that's got to be the relationship of the beya vis-a-vis the revius. Right, the beya vis-a-vis the revius is a beya with a klipa. Relationship of a kezias to a kebeya, which Tosfos says that the kezias is a half of a kebeya, that's talking about a beya without a klipa, talking about eating. Right? So that's talking about a different size egg. That's the problem of Mishabura. The Mishabura is marked with the guy with the calculation of the kezias, that's a beya kibosa, and everybody says that's not what Tosfos says. So the guy with this calculation, everybody's masking that this is the calculation of beya with the klipa.
Why do we use two different
beyas? Why do we what?
Is there a reason why we use two different
kebeyas? Well, there's different topics, there's different functions. Over there, it's talking about when you're actually eating the kebeyas, so obviously you don't eat the beya with the shell. So when the Mor discusses certain things, it's talking about tumas oiklim, it's talking about eating. So you're talking about, it said the shear is kebeya, it means a kebeya is worth of food. It means the food that you're eating. Dyson says, ain't basically a mafsik, it can't hold more than a kebeya. Mavasachas, Tosfos says, and the Gemara says that it can hold two kezeisim. Tosfos says they're the same shear. You're talking about eating the kebeya. Lagabi, whenever you find the halachas of shiurim and kebeya, whenever bey is used in the context of revius, you know, alug and all those different things, it means a full bey. That's the standard way. That was a form of measure. The form of measure was with a full egg. The case of Tosis, the base of Yom Ha'asim, or Beis Ochlim, is exception, which is why Mishavur says Beikli Pasuk, because that standard measure is Beikli Pasuk. But the point over here is not. That's the problem. But general, it means Bey with the people. Where? There's no more. The Mora says the person can't swallow more than a kebeya of basachas. There's something swallowing an egg. Right? And the Mora says you can't swallow more than two kebeyas of basachas. So Tosha says it's not a kasha. Because they're the same shear. That's what Tosha says, that a kazais should have a kebeya. But the kebeya that Tosha is talking about is talking about a kebeya that you're swallowing. So he's not saying talking about a kebeya without the kripa. So the Tosh is not saying you said that every bay in Shas. He's saying that bay, the more we're talking about swallowing, is referring. The more we're not discussing shurim, how you calculate revius and lugs and everything like that. It's discussing. The more they're telling me, so that therefore the shear for tumas oichlim is the positive says that it says by oif, well, yachel tomava, it's referring to you eating it. So the shear is you're eating it by an oif tor which dies. The Bailus of Tor, its tumah is when you eat it, you swallow it. It doesn't have tumah. You touch it, you don't become dummy. You touch an avail of an animal, you become dummy. You touch a dead sherets, you become dummy. You touch a dead chicken, you don't become dummy. If you eat the dead chicken, you become dummy. Since it only has tumah basically. The Mor says, how much do you have to eat? He says, you have to eat what the basically holds. That's discussing, you know, it gave me a shear, which is the true shear. It's not setting a general rule how you that define a beya. It's got to be all of the shear which are given to beya. I mean, you understand that kebeya is the foundational shear for all of our shearing. Right? The Chazanisha says that the calculated shear were given in portable items. This way you can measure wherever you are. So everything's told in the beya. Kav saw these were measures. I don't know how big they were. It was not a problem. A lug is six beya. A kav is 24 beya, right? A saw is 144 beya. It's all starts with eggs, right? So that egg is talking about an egg which you would use to measure with, which is what has a kripa. Called the mishnah and mikbeya and bein anim. Kiyis the parashah of the kav and mibrochas. Fine. So Dr. Tal Shalecha Berry Fachusa had a Yagdish Moil Berry. So it's a Yagdish are berries, mulberries. So Yoko Achas Fachus, don't eat one alone. And the Magarom says, Berry Mashmachun, the Kitness Achas Miku Berry, I'll be Shaharba daily with Shabadecha. He takes it a step later. So you open up you have peas in a pot. So you open it up, there's four peas in the pot. That's when they grew as one unit. The way they grew was a pod with four peas in it. So now each one is considered a berry. That's how you understand it. So the Paiskim Hamdul Shavlis is you take sections of a orange based on this. So if you tell me peas in a pod, each one is considered a berry. So maybe sections of an orange is considered a berry. So some suggest that Hanami, the pasha is not 100% sushdel. The way you eat peas is you open up the pod and you take out the peas. Right? So, but the orange, I mean, you could divide it up into things, but it comes to be eaten as a package. So that the berry is the whole orange. Each one about them is distinct and separate. They're not attached to each other. There's nothing. They're attached to the flesh of the rimen. So that's like the same way you have a bunch of berries sitting on a branch. So we hear it's inside of the fruit. So that's the more. That's the Rishon. That the more Yerushalmi says that's called a berry.
Peanut would be like a pack.
If you have like two peanuts in one thing, you mean.
Comes with like double.
Right, yes, each one will be separate. So that's a barrier.
Yeah,
Okay, so the Maishan Lechaber, the Ramah says that we took the garin out, it's on the Kibarget. So, that so the Magaram gets involved in with the Shitas Rishonim. He says a few things. He says if in Ochel Masha B'Sach Garen Mikri Beria, the Ochel Masha Roy Lechel Mimenu. So Ramos says you take out the Garen, it's not called a Beria, but he says that if you ate the pre plus you ate whatever is edible in the Garen, that's called you ate the whole thing. Okay. Fine. That and he reads Rosh and Tosis, it's telling him who was the fun of a show there, even without eating the garden. He cashes out according to the garden. The case wasn't that he had his eyes, if he had a different food, which the size of his eyes. Then he frees eyes at the end. That the Mnoful Memento Ksasa, the Bishop, Commercial Regulus, Huli Sparper, Mikri Berger. So, if something falls off, I get a Bishop, which is the normal things which come off through Bishop, so that it's something which you need to eat cooked. And you cooked it, and that's what happens when you cook it. So that's still called a Berger. So the Mother Roma, Sile Kerosh. So that would be the root of that is that's called Hubal the Fun of Sholem. So that's the same Yisoid. I mean, according to the other Rishonim, they don't have this idea of Hubal the Fun of Sholem. So according to them, so it might say something, but yeah, it was nice when it started out, but it's missing something now. But the Rosh comes along and says, as long as you start out as being a Sholem, you ate what's normal to eat, that's called a barrier. So if I started out with cooking something which is a shalem, and I end up eating whatever is normal to eat after you cook it, because some of it falls off, that's called beria still. He said that only true according to the Rosh.
So what do we say in such a case? Are you chayshish for the Rosh or no?
Well, the whole din of beria is the game that you should try and avoid it. Right, the Maaseh said we don't make a bracha on it. The whole issue is we should try and avoid it. So you should the Ramah's Masha that we're not chayshish for the Rosh. The Ramah says that you took the garen, let me bury it. Doesn't seem to get involved in the Hubal Havana. Speaker Achra seems to be not like the chashash of the Rosh.
So a person who gets to a shayla, they like taste the chalat and there's a bean.
Person, if you eat a whole bean, yeah. Now the Maisa. So if you're not like the Rosh, but there's something that we hold on like the Rosh. So if you take the bean and you cut it in half and you eat it, you don't have a problem. The fact that it was hubal the fun of shalom is not relevant. The Maisa, when you ate it, it wasn't shalom. What about if you bite into it? You only bite in half. You take a grape. And you say I only want to eat one grape right now, but I don't want to give out to the beggar shalom. There's no problem. So I'll bite and eat half of the grape. Then I'll eat the other half. Right? Does that solve the problem? So according to the Rosh, obviously not. I put in front of you a grape, you know, so it doesn't help. But you were saying that the Maisa, everyone else is told B'Shas Achila, it has to be Sholem B'Shas Achila. Well, it was sort of Sholem B'Shas Achila, and I ate everything. The Maisa, that's not called a barrier. The Maisa, the definition of a barrier is that you put the barrier into your mouth. Then what you did with afterwards, that doesn't bother us. What you do afterwards doesn't bother us. But if the chavkila you would have took only half of it in your mouth at one time. So that the one maisachila was not in a barrier anymore. Neither was the second one. So that's the eighth. So really, when you want to avoid barrier, is you know even eating blueberries, just you know don't pop the whole blueberry in your mouth. If you're eating a lot of blueberries, you make brach anyway. That is not a problem. You just want to eat one or two blueberries, so don't pop the whole blueberry in your mouth. Eat it, you know, bite it off.
And the Magen Avraham was saying that Rav Yochanan didn't eat a kizayis, he did bari acharis. Is that like Lav Dafkin? The Gemara like says that Rav Yochanan took a zayis. Is that like
means he took a zayas. It had to be one of the shiurim in, because we're discussing the aloeits. It was something which was a zayas worth of. When he says he took a zayas, it meant something the size of a zayas. That's what Morgan Rumi suggests in the Ben Yonah. Okay. Hey, a revius hanabe a mechza who pashed from perakav pesachim. So why revius? Hi, Mishum the Sviya, the Shtiya hanu revius k'mashakasev b'simin tafresh beis. Reis Yosef shogeg b'zeh. So the Reis Yosef. Well, the son is Reis Yosef over here, like. So the Prisha has a mahalach, and the Reis Yosef has written the chara is very difficult. I mean, pashed his math is wrong.
The box says zakatasa.
Right, so the Prisha has a mahal to be Masbrit. We have Shasa Gazai, Zayla Rabia, Hushtag, Kabea, Mishum, the Yeshem, the Al, Kabea, Mubar, for Hakarana. So we say avoid. Drink less than a Gazai, some more than Rabia. Okay, I was in bed by eight of Gazai, check with Gazai. So now, fine. So what's enough good if I drink a Gazai or nine tenths of a Rabia? No. Because if you drink a Kabea, you're now having another season of Rishonim, which you added a suffix onto the suffix. You don't say it's either Kazayas or Vias. Don't worry about the other Shitas. The other Shitas are relevant to that. Mishabur Pasma did also. Okay, let's hold it here. Just I want to.